Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming here once again this morning. Well, I'm so excited about what we are sharing. We're still talking about the nature of the resurrected body, but today we are still talking about the fact that it's a heavenly spiritual building. If I spoke about the fact that it is heavenly, you see, it is heavenly. We bear the image of the heavenly. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm from above. I'm from above. And I'm above all. John said in John 3, he says, the one who is from above is above all. Hallelujah. We are from above and we are above all. We are above this world. We are from a higher kingdom. But he says, they cannot see, all men cannot see. But one day, when he shall appear, one day when our Lord shall appear. You see, sometimes when you are walking around, people think that you are ordinary. You are not. You are not ordinary. Sometimes you may even think of yourself as ordinary. Well, I'm here to announce to you that you are not ordinary at all. You are a wonderful, glorious child of God who bears the image of God. And that image will one day show. It will show up in the physical. Hallelujah. I love it so much. But today we want to look at the spiritual side. The fact that the resurrected body is spiritual. You see, it's spiritual. It means that it is germinated and generated by the spirit. The one that we have now, the body we have now, is natural. It is animated by the soul. You see, it is regulated by the soul. But the heavenly body that we are going to receive is germinated and generated and regulated by the spirit of God. Hallelujah. And when you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm so excited about that. You see, that means that it is unlimited. It cannot be limited. I remember when I was younger and I watched Superman. I wanted to be like Superman. I wanted to fly and jump and, you know, just appear in rooms and do it. There's a day coming you can be like that. Hallelujah. Your wildest fantasy concerning superheroes can come to pass one day. Hallelujah. You see, when you read in 1 Corinthians 15:41, he says, there's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. He says, it is sown in corruption. Believers don't die. Believers are sown. This body, this natural body, you see, is sown. But the unbeliever is buried. I'll explain it to you very soon. He says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. Verse 42, it is sown in corruption. And it says, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Then he says, it is sown a natural body. A natural body. This one is full of weakness. This natural body is full of weakness, full of sickness, full of terrible things. You see, full of unnecessary lusts. He says, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. It is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. This one is natural. The one we bear now is natural. But there's a day coming that we are going to bear a spiritual body. A spiritual body that is unlimited. That can do anything. That can go anywhere. You wouldn't have to walk from your work to your house. You wouldn't have to, you know, we can just appear and disappear. Jesus' life shows us, when you look at Jesus and how he behaved, how his body was when he came from the grave, you understand what I'm talking about. When you go to John chapter 20, very interesting read. Very, very interesting. John chapter 20, I'm reading from verse 19. He says, then the same day, this is after Jesus' resurrection. Very interesting. He says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews. You see, the disciples were afraid of the Jews. They were afraid of the fact that they were going to be killed. Because they had killed their Lord. They had killed their master. So they were in fear and were hiding. You see, he says, the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews. Then it says, then came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. You see, this, the doors were shut. Everything was shut. They were hiding somewhere. So how did Jesus get into the room? How did he get there? He appeared in the room. He didn't need to go through doors. He didn't have to come through the window. He didn't come through the roof. He just appeared there. Everything was shut, but he appeared there. One day, our resurrected body will give us the ability to appear and disappear, to go and not faint, to move around and not be tired. Oh, hallelujah. I can't wait to put on this body. It is a spiritual body. It is germinated and generated and regulated by the Spirit of God. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou cannot tell whence it cometh from and whence it goeth. So is any man who is born of the Spirit. You see, we are born of the Spirit now, and we are like that, you see. But one day, it's going to show up physically. Physically, you can appear and disappear. Spiritual, a spiritual body, yet full of glory. A spiritual body yet can be handled. Oh, hallelujah. When Jesus appeared, he said, handle me, touch me. You see, touch me, because some of them could not believe. You remember, Thomas said that unless I see, because when he appeared, he was not there. If you read down, you see it. You see, if you read in verse 24, same book, same chapter, John 20:24, it says, "But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again, his disciples were within. They were shut up again, you see. And Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, you see. Since the doors were shut again, and Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then saith he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not afraid," or be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." In other words, I believe now. See, Jesus could be handled. Even though he's a spiritual body, he could be handled. He could be touched. So a spiritual body does not mean that you be like air. Nobody can touch you. You can be related to. You can even feed. You can even eat. I'll talk to you about it. You can eat. You can drink. Yet the body is spiritual. It's not limited. It cannot be limited by time, by space, by volume. Nothing like that. Oh, hallelujah. It's not going to be limited by weight. So all those who, if you are so big, one day God is going to put you in proper shape. Well, it's good you work on your body now, but one day he's going to put you in proper shape. Oh, hallelujah. I can't wait for that body. A glorious body. You see, the intent of this broadcast is to stir up your hope for the future so that you will live. It says anyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he's pure. Oh, hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.